Good evening. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. So coming up here in about 40 minutes, we'll be going over Netflix. We've been mentioning before how Netflix is going to crack down on password sharing. We'll tell you how they plan to do that and the reason why they've gotten a lot of backlash because of their report. So we'll talk about that in about 40 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3. Top stories in the news. Let's get started here. Well, Punxsutawney Phil this morning said we're going to have more winter. And so with that, an ice storm has cut power with nearly 400,000 people do not have power due to an ice storm. 8 people have died due to the ice storm. And now this storm system is moving to the upper Midwest and to the New England states. They're saying the Northeast is bracing for brutal wind chills, not felt in decades. Okay. So I guess more winter, like Punxsutawney Phil said. Ilhan Omar got kicked off of the Foreign Affairs Committee. And Republicans had been saying they were going to do this for a while. One Republican voted to keep her on. He's from Florida. He voted to keep her on, but he did condemn her anti-Semitic talk, her anti-Israel talk. So, but it went ahead and happened anywhere. So, all right, continue on here. Some other news stories. Hunter Biden. I haven't really tried to cover anything from him recently. There's been more stuff in the news. It's just very graphic, I guess, best way to put it. So I didn't really want to cover it, and I'm still not going to. But that being said, now Hunter Biden is hitting back. Hunter Biden is asking for Trump allies to be investigated, and he sent a cease and desist to Fox News. But cease and desist to do what? Basically to stop covering his laptop. He, one, admitted that his laptop is legit, but two, he basically criticized people for looking into it, and then now he wants a cease and desist against Fox News on covering not just his laptop situation, but some of the more graphic things that have been coming out in the news between texts, between his assistants and himself. And so, yeah, there's that. So that story just continues to get bigger and bigger and refuses to go away. George Santos, the FBI is now investigating him over a allegation that he stole GoFundMe money from a dying dog. A veteran claims that he stole money for his dying dog. The FBI has reached out to him. They're investigating this alleged GoFundMe dog scam. Okie dokie. Ukraine war update. Russia strikes Ukrainian military hub amid warnings of a new offensive. Even North Korea just noticed Russia's war in Ukraine isn't going so well, and they've pointed that out as well. In the meantime, President Zelensky of Ukraine is calling for more European sanctions against Russia. All right. I guess we'll have to see what happens with that. And then the debt ceiling debate continues on. Medicare and Social Security benefits might factor into the discussions between Kevin McCarthy and President Biden. Doesn't mean anything's going to happen with them, but they could be at least brought up. So we'll have to see what happens with that. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. All right, let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
No slowdowns to report on I-10 or I-110. We are seeing slow-moving traffic on Sorrento Road. This is going to be heading westbound at the intersection at Bauer. And nothing really to slow you down, Highway 98. That's going to be leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point. There is some delay right at the Gondolier Boulevard intersection, but nothing too bad to slow you down. If you do see something else on the roads or see an accident and have details, please give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
A couple of things here. One, I was going to talk about this a little bit more next hour, but a new major peer-reviewed study. So we've seen a lot of things as it pertains to COVID that have not been peer-reviewed, which is one of the like qualifying factors to consider something as legit. So this is a new major peer-reviewed study shows that masks do not stop the spread of COVID, nor do they stop the spread of the flu or pretty much any similar other similar viruses. The authors examined 78 different studies on the efficacy of mitigating efforts like masking, social distancing, screening, quarantining, and hand washing. The studies were pretty diverse and everything, but when it came down to it, the universal finding was wearing masks has little or no effect to the outcome of influenza-like illnesses such as COVID-19. Yeah, pretty big one right there. And then finally, Comcast has dumped 6 million shares of BuzzFeed. Yeah, at one point, BuzzFeed was, I mean, just growing and growing and growing and just seemed to be unstoppable. But now it just seems to be it's been on the decline for quite some time. Now they're actually talking about getting AI, you know, artificial intelligence to actually write articles for the website BuzzFeed. And so I guess with this Comcast jumping off of the BuzzFeed bandwagon, selling 5.7 million shares of BuzzFeed, they've actually been doing a lot more stuff with Meta, apparently, so it might have something to do with that. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Bobby, did you hear about Jeff Bezos' girlfriend going up in space with all the female crew? I did not hear about that. I'll have to take a look at it. All right, coming up here next, top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinion by texting, and that would be 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. I did not see the story. I guess it came out about a week ago. Jeff Bezos' girlfriend is going to lead an all-women's space crew to space. And for Blue Origin, you know, I did not see this before, but now I'm taking a look at it, and I'll look at it further here in the break. Coming up here in about 30 minutes now, Netflix is warning that they're going to start blocking passwords, and so I'll tell you what their plans are, how they plan to do that. Coming up here next on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news, I'm Joe Ford. The FBI will search former Vice President Pence's Indiana home for more classified material. The Wall Street Journal reports the search will occur in the coming days as the DOJ is in talks with Pence's legal team. The Speaker of the House defending a move to oust Congresswoman Ilhan Omar from a key committee. California's Kevin McCarthy pointed to the fact that Democrats removed several Republicans from their committee assignments in the last Congress due to comments they made, also noting that Omar is only being removed from the Foreign Affairs Committee and she can serve on others. The Federal Reserve raising interest rates yet again to fight inflation, but mortgage rates staying relatively unchanged, according to Freddie Mac. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage hovered just below 6.1% for the week that ended today. And Hunter Biden finally admitting the infamous laptop is his. However, his attorneys want a criminal probe because they claim the information from his laptop was stolen and trafficked, Bobby.
Yeah, that's what I was just talking about a little bit ago, too. I haven't really been covering the Hunter Biden stuff. More allegations have come out against him between texts and all this other stuff. I'm just like, I'm just ignoring this.
Yeah.
But then he came out today and basically saying it is his and but basically criticizing people for delving into it. Like, this is my personal property. I should just be giving it back. And, you know, like, and then putting out a cease and desist against Fox News. It was like, okay.
Is this the next level of saying your social media account was hacked when, you know, people find shady or, you know, we'll say, I don't know what another word for it would be, but, yeah.
Shady.
You know, yeah. It wasn't me. Yeah. My account was hacked.
It wasn't me. Somebody else had my laptop. I don't know. This is very, very interesting argument that he has right there. I was reading something today about how the Biden administration is trying to figure out, like, they're scrambling to figure out how they can distance themselves from Hunter, especially after this. Like, before they'd already were, but now with this, they feel like it's kind of like open mouth, insert foot. Now they're scrambling, like, oh no, why didn't he just stay quiet? And so now they're scrambling to try to distance the president from his son, mm-hmm. and from all these things that are coming out about Hunter. So kind of crazy. Mortgage rates. You think we're at the top of the mortgage rate situation? You think it's going to keep on going?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. I think it may not get too much higher, but I just don't think that they're done increasing
the rate.
The rate, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. Because when it comes down to it, even though the rate is high compared to what it was recently, it's still not really that high of a rate overall. So that's the thing. I mean, the 30-year fixed rate is still, yeah, it can still be, 6 to 7%. I guess if you got a bad credit score, it might be a lot higher, like closer to 8%. But that's still right within the realm of affordability for a lot of people. That's why we're continuing to see a lot of home sales happening.
Yeah, so. Well, yeah, I would say for most people probably, but, you know, for my wife and I, no, not so much. You know, we were kind of priced out, you know, when rates initially jumped. I haven't really checked recently because, you know, we've got other stuff happening precludes the home buying. But, yeah, it's something that, you know, is obviously depressing for us, depressing for a lot of people, but, you know, just kind of waiting and seeing. But, yeah, again, I've checked, you know, Zillow and a couple places, you know, a couple times in the last few months. And I think there has been some, reduction in the market a little bit. I would call it just a minor cool down. Maybe homes are staying a bit longer on the market instead of, you know, engaging in these all out bidding wars with like 10 or 12 other people. You know, maybe, you know, they're accepting offers that are a little bit less than what they're asking. So, I mean, I think there's some of that going on, but
yeah, I could see that too. Yeah, absolutely. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives.
I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays throughout Pensacola. We do have an accident on I-110 northbound ramp getting off at Airport Boulevard, but not seeing any slowdowns, and FHP is reporting that it's clear, but just keep that in mind. 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge checking in clear, as well as 29 and 90, and I-10 east and westbound lanes are checking in clear. If you do see something on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, I'll tell you, so President Biden is going to be giving his State of the Union address next week. And I'll tell you who is going to give the Republican response to that. And that comes up next right here on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. President Biden's going to give his State of the Union address on Tuesday, next Tuesday. And so now we know who the Republican will be, who will give the Republican response. It'll be new Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders. So she'll be, of course, she was the White House press secretary under President Trump. And her dad, Mike Huckabee, was the Arkansas governor, ran for president a few times. And she will be given the GOP response to the State of the Union address on Tuesday, which we'll be carrying live for you right here on News Radio 92.3. A judge has dismissed the lawsuit over the migrant flights to Martha's Vineyard. This is yet another one of these stories here that, you know, when this lawsuit was filed, all the media outlets from New York all the way down to Miami to as far west as California were covering Governor DeSantis flying migrants up to Martha's Vineyard. He's got a lawsuit against him on it. And then just quietly, lawsuit was dismissed. Nobody talks about it. Nobody's talking about how that lawsuit against Governor DeSantis was dropped. But that's the kind of stuff we get all the time is, I mean, how many of these lawsuits we see, they follow the lawsuit and everybody's like, they filed a lawsuit against Don't Ask, Don't Tell. No, not in that one. What is it? Don't Say Gay. Don't Say Gay. And then it was dropped and they're like, we're just going to pretend like it didn't happen. We'll pretend like nobody knows about that one. Ugh. Hopefully it'll just, hopefully nobody will ask us. Oh, well. Coast Guard and Border Patrol continue to make apprehensions off the Florida coast of illegal migrants. We've talked about this since the beginning of the year. There's been a pretty big spike in illegals coming from Cuba as well as Haiti over to the Florida Keys. And so it's been a 330% increase from last year already. And that continues on as well. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, got our Fox News update, followed by your sports hit, and then we're going to get into this Jesse Lacoste drama just a little bit.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder.
It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So, yeah, we got a text here that says, I was talking about the lawsuit against Governor DeSantis, the one that was pertaining to the migrant flights. And was basically trying to say, hey, they were basically suing him over the over sending migrants to Martha's Vineyard and to other places. So I was saying that the lawsuit filed against him on that basically was recently dropped, and I was saying that, you know, when the lawsuit was filed, I mean, every news outlet, every major news outlet was covering it. Lawsuit filed. When the lawsuit's dropped, nobody's covering it. Just quietly, nobody's covering it. Got a text here that says, well, Trump's lawsuits are dropped every day. Yeah. And the mainstream media covers it like crazy. Oh, yeah. They don't even cover when he actually files his lawsuit. They cover when it was dropped. And I've covered it too. I've covered his lawsuits that get dropped. And when he sued the state of New York, and there's been multiple different things, and I've covered them. I'm pointing out the hypocrisy of the mainstream media and of our major news outlets throughout this state, and including in this city, who ignore news stories that they don't like. Like, they were glad when the lawsuit was filed against DeSantis pertaining to the migrant flights. They're not glad when the lawsuit was dropped because it was frivolous, so they're just not going to cover that. That's what I'm pointing out. The hypocrisy of the mainstream media. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Oh, yeah. Somebody just sent a text in. Dense fog and Gulf breeze right now. That is thick. They sent a picture in. That is very dense fog. Wow. Coming up here in a few minutes, I do want to talk about this embattled contractor, Jesse Lacoste. And we got your sports hit coming up here as well. First, top three stories. So Punxsutawney Phil this morning said that we're going to get more winter. And so with that, an ice storm continues in the south, and parts of the northeast are bracing for brutal wind chills they've not felt in decades. And finally, Hunter Biden has asked Trump allies to be investigated and has sent a cease and desist to Fox News. That's your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. The NBA is on TNT tonight with the Memphis Grizzlies against the Cleveland Cavs at 6:30, followed by the Clippers against the Milwaukee Bucks. NCAA men's basketball on ESPN2 at 6 o'clock with Michigan against Northwestern. CBS Sports Network has number 19 Florida Atlantic playing University of Alabama Birmingham at 6 o'clock on CBS Sports Network. At 8 o'clock on FS1, University of Washington plays number 9 UCLA. At 8 o'clock on ESPN2 is number 3 Houston against Wichita State. At 8 o'clock on CBS Sports Network, it's Loyola Marymount against BYU. And the late games on ESPN at 9:30, Oregon plays number 5 Arizona. And CBS Sports Network at 10 o'clock has Santa Clara playing number 12 Gonzaga. Then we've got the Pebble Beach tournament going on here. AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am is going on right now. Top of the leaderboard is Hank Leboida. So that's going on right now as well. Then as far as hockey, looks like we got a day off for hockey as far as televised games and stuff goes. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives.
No major slowdowns to report. I-10 and I-110 are looking good throughout Pensacola. You are going to see your everyday afternoon slowdowns on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. Gulf Breeze right now, we are seeing just typical afternoon traffic on 98, leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point. We did just get a text in with really dense fog, so just keep that in mind and use some caution when driving 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. See something else? Just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So coming up on tomorrow for hockey, I thought it was tomorrow, they had something going on with the All-Star game. I guess not. So Saturday will be the All-Star game for hockey, NHL hockey. All right. Sports news here for you. Kellen Winslow Jr. has requested his 14-year prison sentence to be reduced due to football injuries. If you remember, he's been he's saying he's got physical trauma due to his football career, and he's in jail, by the way, for being convicted of rape and other sexual assaults. So not really sure if he would be if he would be the one who would be allowed to be reduced. I don't see that happening. All right. In other sports news, a Tennessee bill is going to get rid of Columbus Day as a holiday, but they're going to replace it with Super Bowl Monday. So Tennessee would be the first state, if they pass this bill, they'd be the first state to make basically something pertaining to the Super Bowl a holiday. Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, wants Tom Brady to sign a one-day contract to retire with the Patriots. Patrick Mahomes on his ankle says, "Nah, I'm feeling like I'm in a good spot." Jalen Hurts, the quarterback for the Eagles, he says his shoulder's getting there. It's just something he's having to deal with. Chiefs wide receiver Hardman is not practicing, and he will be doubtful for the Super Bowl. And according to reports, Vic Fangio has agreed to become the Dolphins' defensive coordinator. That is your sports hit. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Embattled contractor from here in Escambia County, Jesse Lacoste. Well, I guess the greater Pensacola area. I don't know where he lives. He was, you hear right there in our news updates and with WEAR news about him getting rearrested. Well, he was out on bond. So he was arrested on January 25th and he was released on $130,000 bond. Now he's been arrested again and he's awaiting extradition pertaining to go to Okaloosa County Jail. The judge today denied him bail. Now he has to show in Santa Rosa County for a hearing, and the judge said they'll just work out something with Santa Rosa County as far as him making appearances there to make sure he doesn't have any kind of negative consequences from potential failure to appear charges or anything like that. He's supposed to appear in front of the Okaloosa County judge February 10th. This guy, man. And latest data coming out today, or latest information came out today, he got $95,000 down payment for a guy to build a $400,000 house. Didn't do any work. That was the one for today. You got to be kidding me. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Senator Rick Scott says he's being punished. What for? Well, he's saying because he challenged Mitch McConnell for the Senate majority seat, he's being punished by being kicked off of the Commerce Committee. He probably is, yeah. He said, this is what happens when you challenge leadership. It was McConnell's decision to remove someone who had actually run businesses and ran the third largest state from a committee I've served on for 4 years. You'll have to ask him why. And yeah, it's retribution. Yeah, that's what happens. You would have done the same thing. Come on, Rick. I'm just saying. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Oh, that's what it is. I knew there was something going on tomorrow. The NHL skills competition is on tomorrow night. Yeah, and then Saturday is the All-Star game. Text here. Is Tennessee going to have holidays for the World Series, NBA championship, NHL, etc.? Heavens no. Those aren't... Come on. Super Bowl is the most watched event of the year, and there's been people actually advocating to try to get it to be a national holiday on the national level, like a national holiday, not a state holiday. And it's just not gone anywhere. It hasn't had enough support to try to become a national holiday. And a lot of the reason is because a lot of people are like, well, I don't want Sunday to be the holiday. That's boring. And so Tennessee is saying, you're right. We don't want to make Sunday the holiday. We're going to have Super Bowl Monday be the holiday. So banks can be closed that day. We can have, businesses will be closed. That way you can recover from the Super Bowl. So we've covered this story many times. The day after the Super Bowl is the highest, most called in sick day of the year. Really? Just everybody just happens to get sick the day after the Super Bowl. I wonder what that is. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, going to get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom, and then we've got to give you an update on what Netflix is going to do to crack down on password sharing. Stick around. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. By the way, speaking of the Super Bowl, I just saw this come across my desk. The cheapest ticket available at the Super Bowl, a measly $4,455. Oh boy, that's high. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Joe, what do we got going on in the news?
Every year I tell myself, man, I'm going to go to a Super Bowl one day, and then you say things like that always kills the dream every year. But yeah, you got to just get lucky or know somebody, I guess. And I am neither of those. One Tennessee state representative is filing bills in response to the death of Tyree Nichols' death at the hands of Memphis police. One bill from Justin Jones would require that police be in marked cars when making non-emergency stops. The Memphis officers involved in Nichols' beating were in unmarked cars. Another bill would allow people to sue police officers in civil court. Congressman Matt Gaetz calling on his colleagues in Washington to abolish the ATF after they announced it would treat pistols with stabilizing accessories like short-barreled rifles, which require a federal license to own. He says alcohol, tobacco, firearms should be a name of a convenience store in Florida, not a government agency. The sale of a luxury car in France setting a world record, a one-of-one Bugatti Chiron, auctioned off for $10.7 million in Paris. It can reach 236 miles per hour. And a number of major upcoming films going to see trailers air during the Super Bowl. Marvel Studios, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, and The Marvels are all expected to have trailers air. Disney also will have spots for The Little Mermaid, Elemental, and Indiana Jones, and The Dial of Destiny.
Yeah. I don't know. I loved Indiana Jones. And the last one really just turned me off of their whole thing. It was like, I don't know. I mean, I'll probably still watch this one.
Right.
Gross. So, yeah. All right. Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic?
Roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. It's going to be throughout Garrison Point for I-10, throughout Garrison Point, Pensacola, and all the way into Mobile. Highway 90, 9 Mile Scenic Highway and Mobile Highway, as well as Cervantes, checking in clear. But if you're heading into Pace from Pensacola, expect slowdowns in the eastbound direction due to construction. As well as 98, got a text in, real foggy on the roads right now throughout Gulf Breeze. So Gulf Breeze proper is looking good. Once you get closer to Gondolier Boulevard heading eastbound, you are going to start seeing your afternoon slowdowns. And 98 throughout Navarre, nothing too bad to slow you down. See something else, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf, and you're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, Dr. Pepper is coming up with a new flavor, in case you are interested in this. Strawberries and cream. Didn't they come out with some sort of cream-flavored thing before Dr. Pepper did?
I think they have as well, and it's been a trend. I know you're not on TikTok, but it's a TikTok trend right now to put like sweet cream that you put in your coffee in your Dr. Pepper. That's like going
Oh, really?
Viral. Yeah. It's supposed to be kind of like a cream soda situation.
I got you. Well, I guess they're jumping ahead of that, making their own cream soda. So it's going to be a permanent flavor, strawberries and cream from Dr. Pepper. Kind of interesting. Netflix, we've been talking about this for a while. They are planning on cracking down on password sharing. A lot of people are pointing out the hypocrisy. A Netflix March 2017. I mean, we're talking years ago now, right? March 2017. Netflix tweeted out, "Love is an addiction. Love is sharing a password." Now here they are 6 years later. Just kidding. No sharing of passwords. No sharing of the passwords. So apparently what they're planning on doing is Netflix subscribers who are the primary account holders will basically log into their account to their Wi-Fi network. Once they're connected to their Wi-Fi network at the primary location. So in other words, they're going to be able to see like, hey, your billing address shows it is Pensacola at this address or whatever. When you log into your Wi-Fi, it's going to, okay, that's your Wi-Fi is right there. And at that location, if your Netflix account jumps onto a different Wi-Fi address, then they're going to say, it's going to have a pop-up saying, hey, get your own password, and then it's going to block you. According to Netflix's help center, the Netflix account is for people who live together in a single household. Gracie doesn't like that one. That is according to them. Now, they have already apparently deleted the FAQ that was sharing these details because of all the backlash they started getting from people. Because there's a lot of people who are kids or going to college, things like that, and mom and dad are sharing the password with them. So not really sure what's going to happen. Now, they are saying that there's going to be a lot of cancellations if they do this. But they think that more people will just go get their own account. Guess we shall see, right? Guess we shall see. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Yeah, good point. What about those of us that watch on our phone? Well, yeah, here's another one. What about those that travel? Like, you traveling, you want to see it while you're on the plane, or you want to see it at your new location. Apparently, they have ways to set up a temporary location, but you have to contact Netflix and let them know, I'm traveling.
Oh, and who wants to do that on vacation at the Airbnb?
Exactly. No, this is going to be bad. Going to be bad.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Oh, good point here. Netflix to deployed military. Screw you. Yeah. Yeah, good point there, too. All right, Florida man for today's sign of the apocalypse got in an argument with his girlfriend and, you know, bit off his python's head. Say what? Gross.